Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. The last ayah of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and summarizes a very important principle in our deen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوْ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. So this is the ultimate last ayah of the Surah Al-Kahf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوْ لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Raja means to have hope. And as we just covered in this dua, Allahumma rahmataka, Allahumma rahmataka arju, O Allah, your mercy I am hoping for. Allahumma rahmataka arju, I am hoping for your mercy. So raja is hope. In this ayah is that faman kana yarju liqa'a rabbihi. So whoever is hoping for and looking forward to the meeting, liqa is meeting, mulaqat. Whoever is looking forward to the liqa'a rabbihi, to meet his Rabb. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. So this is a condition, this is a shart. If you are looking forward to meet Allah and you claim that you're excited to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're looking forward to the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are two things you need to do. You cannot just sit with that hope and with that dream, with that fantasy, and call it a day that I have such a dream, I have a fantasy, I have this intention. You will have to follow that up with amal. And the amal that you're doing, there are two things mentioned here. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. You have to make sure that it is a righteous action. It is done properly. There's siha, meaning it is correct in its form, in its procedure, in its outward dimension. And وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And you have to work on the internal kayfiyya, the internal dimension as well. And you must make sure that you are not assigning with your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala anyone. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ. In his worship of his Lord, he does not assign up as a partner أَحَدًا, anyone else, including his own ego. So a person must have sincerity. So the fact that the actions are correct, عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, are righteous deeds, by itself is not sufficient without ikhlas, because it will turn into dust. قَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ. The person does the amal, it is amal salih, جَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا, but it will be turned into dust, it will have no weight without ikhlas. And on the flip side, the most sincere intentions and best wishes, they are also not sufficient if the action is not correct. So a person has to do the good deed, and the outer performance has to be valid and correct, along with making sure that his niyyah is absolutely pure. If a person does these two conditions, then they can truly look forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ahabba liqa'a Allahi ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu." Whoever is looking forward to and is excited about meeting Allah, this is coming off of the ayah, "Man kana yarju liqa'a Rabbi." Whoever is looking forward to meeting Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man ahabba liqa'a Allah." Whoever is looking forward to meet Allah. Only difference is the ayah said yarju, this hadith says ahabba. Whoever is looking forward or loving, excited to meet Allah, then and follows it up with action, then ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also going to be looking forward and will be excited to meet this slave. Subhanallah. Allah is looking forward to meet you as well. وَمَنْ كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ. And whoever is not looking forward to, is disliking to meet Allah, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, because he has not done anything to send forth to meet Allah. كَرِهَ لِقَاءَ اللَّهِ. كَرِهَ اللَّهُ لِقَاءَ. Allah also dislikes to see him. May Allah protect us from that. So this ayah also clarifies the concept of raja, having hope. There are many ayat about having hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the hope that actually Allah is speaking about that counts? As Ibn Atay al-Askandiri rahmatullah alayhi says, "Ar-raja'u ma qaranahu amal wa illa huwa umniyah." The raja' in having hope in Allah is that which is coupled with action. Qaranahu means that at the same time it's coupled with action. It's not that you hope and maybe you do action later on. Ma qaranahu amal, it is coupled with action. Wa illa fa umniyah, otherwise you are just dreaming. Otherwise, it's just a dream, it's a fantasy. It is not having sincere, genuine hope. So we have to make sure the amal is correct. How do we ensure the amal is correct? That we have to learn the fiqh of deen. And how do we make sure that the niyyah is correct? We have to work on the tazkiyah. The ilm of deen will make islah and reform the outer dimension. And the work of effort of tazkiyah will reform the inner dimension. So if a person has the niyyah, it's khalis lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not in fact performing salah in such a manner that he's showing off or impressing anyone. Nobody knows about it. In fact, he goes and performs two rakat with ultimate sincerity after locking the door of his room, and he goes into his closet. So even his wife and his kids, nobody has knowledge about his prayer. It's between him and his Allah. With the kiramun katibin, witnesses, you cannot escape from them. So وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا is found. He is performing salah without assigning any partner to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his worship. But the thing is, it's not amalan salihan. The reason it's not amalan salihan is because of so many reasons. It could be. One example is ثَلَاثٌ نَهَانَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ نُصَلِّيَ فِيهَا وَنَقْبُرَ فِيهَا أَمْوَاتَنَا عِنْدَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَعِنْدَ إِسْتِوَائِهَا وَعِنْدَ خُرُوبِهَا. Three times Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prohibited us, strongly emphasized that you could not perform salah. And performing salah at this time is actually a ma'siyah, sin. Right when the sun is rising, right at the time before the time of dhuhr enters, and right when the sun is setting. So he did not learn his fiqh, and he's performing a very otherwise quote-unquote sincere prayer in the wrong time. So this is وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا is found, but عَمَلًا صَالِحًا is not found. On the other hand, somebody may have written the book on fiqh, the world authority on the fiqh of salah. But مَنْ صَلَّى يُرَائِ فَقَدْ أَشْرَكَ, whoever performs salah to impress other people has committed shirk. Ibn Ataillah Iskandari says that even if you're not doing it to impress people, you have a thought about it, you wish. إِسْتِشْرَافُكَ أَنْ يَعْلَمَ الْخَلْقُ بِخُصُوصِيَّتِكَ دَلِيلٌ عَلَىٰ عَدَمِ صِدْقِكَ فِي عُبُودِيَّتِكَ. إِسْتِشْرَافُكَ, your desire, because many times if you're performing something in front of people, then you are cognizant of the fact they're watching you and you're enjoying that. He says that even if you are doing a good deed in the darkness of the night, your tahajjud salah individually, but istishrafuka an ya'lam al-khalqu bi khususiyatik, your desire from your heart that I wish the people knew and could, I wish they could have seen me, this is a dalilun ala adami sidqika fi ibudiyatik, this is a dalil that you are loss of your sincerity, absence of sincerity in your actions, in your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're the person is standing next to you and you're thinking that, you know, he may think I just got up and came here. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, if you but knew that I was doing a 3-hour tahajjud, he doesn't know. He's standing next to me, thinks I'm just another person like him. I'm not an average Joe. I wish he knew, but too bad he doesn't know. So this desire of people to know, even, you know, is also a sign of lack of ikhlas. So we need to have the amal is sahih, we have to learn the fiqh of deen. Many people are making major mistakes despite having sincere intentions. And many people are doing the action correctly but without sincerity. We have to have both. When kana yarju liqa'a rabbihi, whoever is hoping to meet Allah in a manner pleasing to Allah, that Allah is pleased with him and he's pleased to see Allah. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, make sure the action is correct externally. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّي أَحَدًا, make sure the niyyah in the heart, subhanAllah, is also correct and sincere. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq.